Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I could put down the R.
I remember. Remember how they built the word you can.
Anybody not finished? Go ahead and see the papers then.
Correct it.
One thing goes to the World Cup quiz is the verbs, having to memorize the verbs.
Mm-hmm.
It forces you to memorize the irregular ones too, to help.
It helps force constant distinctions in your mind, and verbs are probably about the hardest things to remember, at least from my experience they were, just because there's a little bit nicer now in one respect. It's harder in some ways and easier in some respects, because now that you've got hip heels and so forth, you get a lot of different formations. But with the calls, you know, you have three consonant pattern, and sometimes it'd be awful easy to get them all mixed up. Okay. Number one, of course, the first sections were 2 points each. Basically, all or nothing. And the last sections were 3 points each, 1 point for each spelling error. So, Hulk is what? Statute. Yeah, statute. Not statue, but statute. Okay. Number two, knock is to rest, settle down. Number three, hodiah, to cause, to know, or teach, or declare, or proclaim. Any of those can be used there. To cause, to know, teach, declare, or proclaim.
We've got a lot of to teach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think there's a nuance, a difference.
Well, then the one was shooting, you know, driving.
Right, driving at home. This one is just more informing, you know, the idea of getting information, causing somebody to know something. Okay, hitka, to strike, smite, or kill. One of many for this kind of thing. I don't know if any language have more words to kill.
I don't know. We have to talk about it with my wife. We have a lot in English. Probably a lot of ways of saying, you know, which can mean killing, you know, or really doing damage to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You can hear them in the sports report, you know, so and so massacre is going on.
Yeah. There's a lot of massacres.
Yeah.
Butchered.
Okay. Number five, Shavuah, is oath. Oath, tessel, idol or image. Number seven, hirba, is to increase or make numerous. To increase or make numerous. Number eight, havin, to perceive, consider, understand, cause to understand. Any of those possibilities. To perceive, consider, understand, or cause to understand. To rely on context, it said that.
That's almost teaching too.
It's just about, it's very similar. And mimma'al is above, from upon is the idea. And hey, to begin. To begin. Okay, any questions on any of those? Last set, 3 points each, 1 point for every spelling error. That includes a vowel point or a letter, and half point for dagesh. Okay, this first one, to cause, to see, or to show. Or ah. Go on the hay there. To hurry. Mihar. What I've got down here, that writing guy. I copied it wrong.
Yeah.
It's a hey, not a face. I think of that one as Mechar too myself, but I think this is right.
Verse 47.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Mihar, think of it from a mountain. Something. Yeah.
Mountain.
Okay. Probably a good way to do it. Yeah, it's a hay.
And that other thing we're doing at 48 was there. For
some reason, I wrote it down to Mihar. We got confused
with another one, yeah. Okay. Mr. Ritter down wrong
originally. That's something you really have to watch. Believe me, I've made some mistakes on that myself, but I remember taking, you know, especially between the hay and the hay.
I learned it right.
Yeah, you learned. And you'll give it back right what you had, but it was wrong on the paper.
Great.
Gog is root. Gog and Magog.
What's that?
For root. Gog. I don't think so. I think it's got a form well. So I think it's a form there. Okay, to beget or engender is. Holid. If you open yellow. Okay, holid. And to be high or lofty is. Reshmein. Talus. Emptiness or vanity is shall. I always remember this by thinking of a vain shall.
Oh.
Vain shall. The King James says. Funny how you do that. This is a little unusual in spelling. All up there. After a silent shawah.
shall. Dor is delet. Delegation is out there. Delegate, it's like what pattern. To lead, take, bring up is cat. Allah. Okay, that's the goal, and the hakat is the goal pattern. Atadat. He'elah, excuse me. And through is ba'ad. In until. Ba'ad. Wall of the city is choma. Okay. Hold on a while. Somebody get stung on that one.
Yeah,
shot until. Yeah. There's a lot of those on the tip. Okay, choma. With a K.
Okay, you know how to score. 50 points possible. Subtract the number of points from 50 and pass it back to the owner. The last part is worth 3. So if it's totally the wrong word, it'd be 3 points. Unless they had the wrong word that was the same in 2 out of the, you know, just differed in 2 letters or something. You can call that a misspelling or something. Sometimes you have to really stretch it.
Okay.
Then you can pass them back to the owner then. And it's like everybody got humbled a little bit, and that's good. And keep the curve all the same.
One more. Every time.
Mihar? Yeah, it's a raised hand.
What did you do?
Mihar. Oh, I see.
Okay, you can pass them to the front then, with Cheryl.
I think it's heavy.
Oh, making a participle of this.
No, the word wrong.
Okay.
It's a
Arim.
Too long, yeah.
Arim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks almost like wrong.
After a while, words that begin with hey, you know, you're always suspicious of them. You know, if you don't know about Hiphil, life is simple, you know. Hiphil is not much of a problem, but this pattern is so distinctive with a closed syllable that... Okay, I want to say some more about the next quiz. As I told you, it's just going to be basically translation on these chapters 45 to 48. I will have a couple of questions, though, about verbal hindiyatis. So I just want to warn you about that. You need to know what hindiyatis means, the word hindiyatis. Of course, it means 1 through 2 in Greek. So you need to know that. And you need to be able to tell me what a verbal hindiyatis is, basically. You know, 2 Hebrew verbs being used to get 1 meaning. That's about the size of it. And then if you'll look at your examples of verbal hindiyatis, I'm going to give you a few to translate just to just get the sense of it. And just to help you out, if you just study the examples in Lesson 48 and are familiar with these examples of verbal hindiyatis, I won't be asking you anything that's got any different words in it than these. In other words, it won't be a matter of studying vocabulary and so forth. So just be familiar with these examples of verbal hindiyatis you see in pages 238 and 239. Yes?
Usually that the one just takes the form of an adverb in the translation?
In effect, yeah. It's usually taken, you know, do something again, or, you know, and in English is coming out as an adverb pretty much. Much, you know, quickly. Those are all adverbial ideas. So, willingly, you know, that's... So, in English, we're coming out with an adverbial translation. So there'll just be just a few brief questions on it, just basically what I just said. You know what the word means, Hindiatis, and know how to recognize some of these examples and translate them. Yes?
Nothing on the idiomatic use of Arabic.
Well, that can be considered a subcategory of Hindiatis. If you know what Hindiatis is, you'll pretty much know what that is. So, yeah, but you should be familiar with Halak, too. Just, might as well just take a look at those examples in Section 170. If you're familiar with those examples, it's really the same thing. It's more of a special case of Hindiatis. Okay. Yes, Peter.
I have a grammar question.
Okay.
In chapter 1145, we have the one yod. And if it ends at imperfect, and you have like a first person imperfect one yod with the olive.
Yes.
How does that come across? Like, say, with yori.
Okay.
The ahovi?
Probably just be or read, probably with a quiescent olive. In other words, the olive. Yeah, the vowel will just take the O, like you'll read. So you have a holom wow right afterwards. So, in effect, the vowel of the olive is a holom wow. So you just take the yod off and put the olive in there, and you've got it.
So, like yorid, torid, torid, toridi,
torid. Torid, orid. Excuse me. So your vowel is that holom wow. Excuse me. So that's what it would look like, just an olive. But there wouldn't be anything on the olive per se. It would be the whole mile after it. And of course, those first person ones can trip you up too, beginning with an olive. You know, you're thinking of some noun or something else. You know, you don't see them as frequently. Okay, any other questions? And of course, be familiar with the translation for those lessons. We'll finish up 48 today and probably for our reading, and so that'll set you in good order there. Okay, let's continue with lesson 48 then, so we finish this reading lesson. I think we've gotten through verse 13 on page 241, exercise D here, Rahab and the spies. So let's pick up with verse 14 then. Does everybody have 13 down? We did get through that, I think. You shall cause to keep alive my father, my mother, my brothers, my sister, and all that is theirs, and you shall deliver or save our souls from death. Okay, Mim Mawet. All right, John, you want to take verse 14?
Wayumaru La Anishin.
Okay, good.
And the men said to her, this is real interesting.
This is kind of idiomatic.
Our souls instead of you to death or for death.
Okay. Yeah, our souls instead of yours in exchange for yours. Yeah, our souls in exchange for yours, something like that. Yeah, he gives a full idiomatic thing, our lives in exchange for yours. Okay. So our lives in exchange for yours.
To the death.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, probably it's got the article on it, so. Yeah, Lamuth.
Okay.
To the death.
Okay. if we will not tell the deeds our words, if you will not,
yeah, if you mask in plural, do not tell.
Oh, that's masculine plural.
Yeah, it's masculine plural. If you do not tell this,
do not.
And it's singular, divarenu. It's singular for divar, and then our, enu is plural. So be.
Our.
This matter, this word of ours, or this matter of ours.
This matter of ours.
You know, zeh.
Yeah. And.
What did they give for three? Note the absence of the article on zeh. Yeah, that's kind of unusual. Why would it be considered unusual to have no article on zeh here?
Because the suffix makes the other one.
Yeah, the suffix makes the other word, divarenu, makes it definite. So you would expect divarenu hazeh. So it's just anomalous, I guess.
This is kind of interesting. I put that it will be in Yahweh's giving to us the land.
Okay, yeah, it will come to pass. You might say it will be in Yahweh's giving us the land. That's exactly right. Or it will come to pass when Yahweh gives us the land.
It almost looks like, though, because you've got an indirect object here, that Yahweh could be the subject. Yahweh will be, but it doesn't, of course, it doesn't fit. But
yeah, it doesn't really fit that way.
Because of context, you were noticing.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's about all you can go by.
So, and it will be in Yahweh's giving, giving to us.
Mm-hmm.
The land, and we will do with you kindness and
mm-hmm.
truth.
Okay, we will do with you in kindness. Yeah, I might say deal with you. We will deal with you in kindness and truth. We will deal with you in kindness and truth. Okay, there's no actual word for in there, but we will deal with you kindness and truth. Okay, good. And the men said to her, our lives in exchange for yours to the death. If you do not tell this matter of ours, it will come to pass that when Yahweh gives to us the land, or in Yahweh's giving to us the land, we shall deal with you in kindness and truth. Okay. Good. Verse 15 then, unless there's questions. Everybody satisfied with that? Verse 15 then, Eric.
Maton le dain Makabel Ba Hakul Hakul Bon Kim Eta Bakir Hakoma U Bakoma Ki Boshue.
Okay.
That was a fine translation. She went down to and she broke down.
Yeah, she brought them down, or you might say let them down, is the way we would say it.
And she brought them down
mm-hmm.
the roof
mm-hmm.
through a window
mm-hmm.
that was in her house, in the wall of the city, and in the wall of the city, she descended.
Okay, that's from Yoshev to dwell, the last verb there. She lived. In other words, she let them down by a rope through the window for her house. See, ki beitha, for her house, bakir was in the wall of the city, side of the wall, see. Or the bakir is in the side or wall of the wall, so... in other words, it's in the side of the city wall.
In the wall of the wall of the city.
Mm-hmm. Right, in the wall of the wall of the city. And she lived in the wall.
Are we saying that's
constructive or
something like that?
Yes. Well, let's see. Well, not really. It was more of a prepositional phrase.
The two walls.
Oh, the two walls, yes. Bakir, yeah, of the city. Mm-hmm. So, of the city wall. So it was in the wall of the city wall.
The wall, so not a wall.
Right, it's the because it's construct, yeah. So her house was in the side or the wall of the wall. in the side of the wall here in this position, and she lived in the wall. I've always wondered why she did. Her house wasn't torn down when the wall fell down, but it may have been on the inside portion of it or something of that nature.
I was checking out that rendering near the wall and the wall kind of thing, and most of the translators didn't even want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Most of them opted for translating Bakir, the city.
Mm.
The city of the wall.
Yeah. Is that right?
They didn't want to say it should have been the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I think here the only thing they gave us for, what did they give you in your vocab? Just wall? And then they gave wall of a city for the other. Between them. And that it probably was on the inside wall, and there were houses built into the inside wall. And then the out, then you have all this big rock and so forth. And this often had roads on the top, and armies could march on the top and so forth and look down over the other side. And then the outer wall would be the barrier that the others would have. So I'm not certain that that's the case, but that's what it seems to be. Because wall here, Bakir, is just kind of the term for wall in a more general sense, and then the other is a more specific. So this would be a part of that wall, no doubt. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. She let them down through the window, and they were outside the wall. And it raised some question as to what the structure was here. Unless the house was actually inside, you know, there's a space between two walls, and her house is right in between the two, and there's windows and so forth, and she can get out the other side. It wouldn't be a very good security, yeah. That's the problem. It wouldn't be very good. If there were a lot of houses like that, your security would go to pot. You know, people could go in and out by ropes and so forth. So I don't know. It may be, we're just not seeing the whole picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, it must have been a ways up. Mm-hmm. Or unless it was near the gate somehow, or there was some access to the gate once you got out that window. Okay. You find anything there, John, that's worthy of note?
Well, without looking at a lot of context, the ones that I can see, it would indicate just wall, basically.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll be talking about the inside of a wall or the outside of a wall or the wall that's on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be here when it's put in construct with the wall of a city. It's going to have to be a part of it or something. It can't be the whole thing.
If it were clearly an outside wall or an inside wall, they wouldn't have to tell you that it's the wall of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be just a general usage for a wall.
Mm-hmm. The trouble, yeah, you do have a point, because Kier is you can't tell, you can't shorten it.
That's what I originally tried. I didn't think about construct.
Yeah. What did you have then?
The house was on a wall, not on the wall of the city.
Mm-hmm. Just put it in apposition.
Yeah.
The house was in a wall, comma, the wall of the city. I suppose that's possible. But you would have to probably have a pause there or something. It'd be interesting to see the text do anything there if they put it in pause there, make a pause. They'd have to do something like that. Otherwise, you'd take it as construct. Is that your normal construct situation? Makes it somewhat ambiguous though, with Kier not shortening. So you might check the actual text, see if there's an off knock there or anything.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing is done. So there could be an ambiguity there too. And of course, even if the Masoretes don't put an off knock there, it may be still a possibility, because that's a matter of their judgment. Okay, they're just looking at this construct then. Okay. I feel very curious that if she's living in that wall and the wall falls down, you know, when they come into the city, then and then they go and find her with the cord hanging out of her. You know, that's kind of wondered about that. So that would suggest to me that this is somehow maybe connected or adjacent to or in some way related to the wall of the city, so they could get out of the city, but yet not attached in such a way that it's all going to come down when the city wall goes down. Interesting architectural problem. There's one for you, Eric, in trying to figure out the structure of it.
Maybe you've
been dealing with walls all
semester. Look at the archaeology of what they've dug up on Jericho.
You know, from what I understand from the archaeology, the walls fell outward, you know, and which was unusual. Normally you knocked the wall in when armies came, and God shook the wall down and it fell outward. But I don't know what else they've been able to find.
I always thought they left before the wall fell.
You mean the children of Israel, or?
Oh,
that could be. That could be the answer to that.
No, because it talks about the wall falling down afterwards.
Yeah, I thought that's the way it was. Afterwards, they came in. Well, we'll find out as we read on here.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Could be too that God just supernaturally protected that. If it was part of the wall, the rest of it could have fallen around about it, and God could have saved a little section of it there. That. Oh yeah, I'm sure he could. That would be a very specific earthquake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a possibility. Yeah. Right. Okay. And of course the spies didn't necessarily know how God was going to destroy the city or anything either. In other words, if they'd have known that God was going to knock the walls down, they'd probably told her to go someplace else. But okay. Lots of things. If you think a little bit more deeply, you know, you and lots of interesting questions. Well, we better move on here. Verse 16, then. And Bryce, I guess you're next.
Why Comer, Bahem, Hahara, Beku, Ten, Yafagu, Bad Kem, Harodafim, Wadaka, Beitem, Sem, Shamah,
Shalashem, Shaloshet. Yeah, Shaloshet.
Yamin, Ad, Shal, Harodafim, Wa, Akar, Te, Laku, Ladarak,
Kem. Yeah. Ladarak, Kem, I guess. You have to make it a vocal Shua after the first one, silent. Yeah, Ladarak, Kem.
And she said to them, go to the mountain, lest they you encounter in them.
Okay, Rodafim would be pursuers, well, the ones pursuing ones. Lest the pursuing ones encounter you, meet you.
Oh, okay, lest the pursuing ones encounter
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
You hide from there?
Yes, hide yourselves there, something like that. Hide you. They give it in footnote 7 to hide oneself. So we probably translate this, hide yourself there.
3 days until they return.
Okay.
The
feeling
one.
Right.
Return and go back.
Right. It's an infinitive construct, so until the returning of the pursuers or something. It's in construct with the rest. So you've got Shov, Rudolfim. So I would say until the returning of the pursuing ones. Pursuers.
Afterwards, go. Now, this is strange. To.
Go to your way or go on your way. Go to your, you know, get back to your way, as it were. Okay. Afterwards, go to your way or on your way. All right, I'll repeat that. And she said to them, go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days, or 3 days, just the four isn't actually stated, 3 days, until the returning of the pursuers. And afterwards, go on your way, or go to your way. Okay. Yes, telaku, yeah, the imperative form. Go. But it's a form you don't see too often. It's plural, masculine plural. Okay, any other questions? 17 then, Doug. Yeah, just play the Nikiyim, or yeah, this is kind of tough. Nikiyim, I guess. Right, Hishpatanu. Okay.
And then said to her, Guiltless, we shall be in this your oath that you cause us to swear.
Okay. And then said to her, we are guiltless from this oath. Or this is the oath of yours, which you have caused us to swear. Okay. Notice his note, he says this verse is misplaced. Verse 17 seems to be displaced, see verse 20 below. So he's saying, in effect, that... but if you... Well, I'll wait till we get to verse 20, maybe. I'll talk about it then. Could be. Oh, he gave a note on verse 20 for it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, note number 13 will give it. Okay, that's what's happened there. So I guess he says, see verse 20 below, and that's supposed to give you the rest of it. Okay. So, and the men said to her, we are innocent from this oath of yours, which you have caused us to swear. Of course, that us is the suffix that you're talking about there. Okay, verse 18 then. We'll see what we can do with this. Verse 18, Peter. Unless, any other questions here besides his question about displacement here? Okay, verse 18.
Okay. And then, Anafnu Ba'im Ba'arz Ef Tikwa Kut Ha'shanim Hazeh Tikshari Ba'hanun Halon Asher Horad Seinu Bo Wef
Okay.
Okay, I don't have my paper.
All right.
I work on it at work.
Oh, okay. Well, see what we can do here if we...
It'll be real slow.
Okay.
Behold, we an entity? Is that a participle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We are coming into the land.
Into the land. And then there's a footnote.
How much do they give of that? Okay. This line of scarlet thread is what they're giving for this last. Now you still have this verb though to deal with.
The verb though is tik shiri, right?
Is it wrong with? Well, no. There's a tik wath. Oh, see, tik wath. Okay, yeah.
It's got an
object
on it.
Yeah.
Is that part of the footnote?
You shall.
Tik wath has a step on.
Yeah, it's to be your object. So that starts your construct.
Okay, good. Then
yeah.
Take this, or bind this line of scarlet thread.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, the tik shiri was the bind. Yeah, okay. Yeah, in the window.
Which, for us, that's probably you will cause us to go down.
Yes. Or you caused us to go down in the window in which you caused us to go down. It should be a perfect form.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And then in it.
Right, resumptive pronoun.
Yeah.
So the window in which you have caused us to go down or let us down.
Right. Okay, and is this your father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your father, your mother, and your brother, and all. The house of your father. Gather.
Yeah, yeah. It's an imperative. Yeah, gather them. You shall gather or
gather to gather. You. Your house.
Okay.
No, it's not your house. It's not. To your house.
Toward the houseward. Actually, that's a directive.
Okay,
so
house.
gather to the house.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Gather to the house. Gather houseward. Okay. Good. It's brothers plural there too. Achayik would be brothers plural. That's one word. It's hard to tell sometimes. And what else? Oh, notice that you don't see feminine suffixes too often, so getting a list of them here. Yes, sir.
Actually, an earlier one. I just know.
Okay.
Number 14.
Uh-huh.
Halfway through the verse, it says, Imlo Tagidu.
Yes.
This is talking about Rachel, about Rahab, but it's a second person masculine form.
Oh, okay.
That's second person.
Yeah.
Plural masculine.
Yeah, I think he's talking about yours plural, though, because he's talking more about he follows on to talk about her family and everything, you know, so I think he's talking about her and her whole family. Our lives versus your lives, you know, rather than talking to her personally in this. Now, whether or not the other ones are there present is not really material here. I think he's just talking about, you know, you can talk to an individual and talk about your lives plural if you're understanding that you're talking about the individual and all theirs and their family, something like that. That's the way I would probably guess it would be interpreted. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is
that an exchange for it? Yes. Okay, footnote 2 are you talking about?
Yeah,
well, I think he's talking... Yeah, his number is kind of placed funny. Because there's no... He's either placed funny or he's just including La Muth in the whole thing. Our lives in exchange for yours. He's considering to the death as a part of that idea. That's probably what he's doing because he tends to be real loose on translations like this. So I would say more our lives in exchange for yours to the death, that type of thing. In other words, it's really... But he's just translating the whole phrase as our lives in exchange for yours, including the idea of death in that concept. But I'd like to conclude it anyway because it's showing how to what degree this is to be taken. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Where were we?
You want to read 18 again.
Yeah, 18. Okay. Behold, we are coming into the land. You shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window in the which you have let us down, or in the window which in which you have let us down, or by which you have let us down. And your father and your mother and your brothers and all the house of your father you shall gather to you toward the house, or houseward, shall gather to you toward the house. So the idea is he wants them to gather all her family with her there to herself in the house. Okay, verse 19, back to John. Is there any, oh wait, another questions here? I'll leave it for me. Should I read it again? Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen too often, but you've got the, you know, a list of F's in front of the objects and then the verbs coming afterwards. So it's maybe giving more of an emphasis. You know, your mother, your father, your brothers, and so forth, you'll gather to you in the house. Okay. All the house of the Father, you shall gather. So imperfect form, second person feminine singular. To you, Eliach, houseward, to the house, toward the house. Okay, the word order is awkward here, to you know, at least what we've seen very frequently. There's a shift in emphasis. Okay, John, 19. Yeah, Midalte. Mm-hmm. Say Bella Bell. You can stop there if you want.